serving the universe.
And now, and I have news for everybody.
From random locations all over the world.
It's the show that everyone has been waiting for.
We'll take the stage
live and in person.
This is Random Overflow.
The flow of information.
With DK Roberts.
And Charlie.
Hey.
Charlie, what's up? We are back. We are ready to do this. I've been absent from the radio station for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, and surprisingly, the place did not burn down while you were gone.
I know. I was like, hopefully they don't see how easy it is to get by day without me.
We were lost.
No, but anyway, we're back. Charlie, thank you so much. We got a lot to get to in the show. What are some headlines you have over there?
So NBC says a pair of hungry Massachusetts shoplifters were recently caught while waiting in line at a Wendy's drive-thru. The shoplifters stole from a local TJ Maxx, and they got hungry and started craving Wendy's. And that's when the cops busted them in the drive-thru line and charged them with larceny and conspiracy.
No.
They found over $2,000 worth of stolen merchandise in their vehicle. And the police posted, apparently satisfied with their five-finger discount, the two decided to celebrate with a pit stop at Wendy's because nothing says perfect getaway plan like sitting in a drive-thru line for fast food directly across the street from the store you just stole from.
You know, you do a segment every night called Charlie's
Ding dongs
of the day.
Yeah.
Did you coin that term?
I didn't. It just like came to me
one
day.
So you coined it.
But I'm worried that there's got to be someone out there who's already said it way before I did, and they've probably been doing something similar before I have. Like, I'm always worried that if I come up with a good idea, I'm like, what if I subconsciously stole it from someone else and I don't realize I'm stealing it?
Right. You would never steal a thing, though.
No, not intentionally, but that's always one of my worst nightmares because there have been times I would say something and I'm like, oh, that's a good line for something. And then I realize later down the road, like, oh, shoot, I already heard that from something else and I thought I came up with it all myself.
That's hilarious. That's a great way to go to jail. Be Charlie's ding dong of the day. And she coined that term. She did. She sure did. We've got a new morning show here at My 104.3.
Yep.
It was with My Mornings with me, DJ, in Remington. We have a new guy. Can you tell me about? I haven't met him yet.
His name is Jeremy, or JW. He is a radio veteran. He's been doing this for a long time. He is based in St. Louis, and I know he also does kind of what I do similar here for Buck 92.3. He also board ops local sports games for an AM station in St. Louis, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah. So much experience that I was asked to come in and coach him tomorrow morning. So I'm like, great. This guy doesn't know how to do his job, so I got to be there at 6 a.m. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Good grief. Don't take me so seriously. I didn't get a chance to look at what's trending today.
Oh, how dare you, DJ.
I was trying to get the Facebook Live video working.
We didn't realize that you needed to add a description to your live stream in order to go live. Because we were just like, why is
rude?
It not letting us go live?
Right.
We've done everything.
All right. Shoplifters caught after a gateway car runs in out of gas. KIRO, the radio station, or TV station rather, says Washington shoplifters were recently arrested after their getaway car ran out of gas. That's even a big...
Yeah, I was going to say, which one's worse?
You need
worse?
To plan ahead for these things.
Which one's worse, getting caught at the Wendy's drive-thru or running out of gas?
You know what my favorite thing to eat at Wendy's is?
What?
Junior bacon cheeseburger. Oh.
I have.
You don't eat meat. I always forget.
Yeah, but they got Frosties there, though. I have not
You
had
can
a,
tell you don't I, eat meat.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're in great shape. You're not, you know.
No! Like what are you talking about?
Huge, muscular.
My name's Martha.
No! No! Heck no!
All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page there. Yeah, so deputy tackles runaway cow. WSET says a Beaufort County, Virginia deputy recently tackled a loose cow. That was my cow sound effect, in case you didn't know. The cow was first seen running on Interstate 81. A video shows the deputy bringing the cow down in a ditch. The cow posed a danger to drivers. Oh, no crap. I mean, imagine hitting a deer. You're going to be pretty screwed up.
Yeah.
Hitting a cow, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Some people get dead by the antlers of the the game when they cross the road.
That's like one of my worst nightmares right there.
That's like, you know, that movie Final Destination stuff right there.
Well, I was thinking also there's this one movie called The Descent, and in the beginning of it, it's these group of women. They like to go cave diving and white river rafting and all those things. And then one of the women on their way, like they just got done the river rafting. One of the women was leaving with her family, and they collide into a car where they had skis attached to it, and the skis go through the windshield.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's the only one who survives in the beginning.
That's nuts. It's freaky.
And then I've seen videos of, there's this one video where a brick flies into someone's windshield, and you don't see anything, but you can just hear everyone in the car freaking out.
They didn't survive, did they?
No.
Count your blessings every day
That's what happens when you start to get morbidly curious and you end up on a side of the internet that you really shouldn't be on.
Charlie's over there on the dark web, and our IT department hates us. Gee, I wonder why. Just joking, Charlie.
No, I still, like, I know there's still, like, I have my limits. I know what things I just absolutely should never look up on the internet, what things I should never come across, because like there have been times where it's like, okay, I'm pretty sure I just traumatized myself just now watching this or reading about this. So I need to take breaks every now and then and not let the morbid curiosity ruin my mental health, because
I know I've seen that stuff on the internet, and you're just like, afterwards, you know, you're like, okay, that was cool, that, but you just can't sleep right. You just feel so bad. Like, oh, like the first one I ever saw, I don't even know if I should say it on the show, but it was this one guy who tragically took his life, and he was in a police station, like a questioning room.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, it was really messed up. And I remember watching that as a kid. I mean, I was 18 or 19, but it still bothered me. So.
Okay, this is like totally random, but like,
tis the season.
Have to watch, when you were in high school, did you watch the footage of JFK getting shot? Because they showed us that in school when I was in high school in American history class. Like, they showed us the actual footage of him.
That would be one of my favorite classes, so I retain a lot from there because I love geography and stuff like that. But no, I don't think so.
Oh, that's interesting, because, like, I'm surprised. I mean, granted, we were, like, 15, 16 at the time, you know, nothing that we couldn't handle or we knew about, but I'm still surprised just because of how graphic it is. Like, they're actually showing us this in school right now? Like, this is...
Hilarious.
And then, like, shifting not to, like, macabre videos like that, but I remember in high school people, like, this one of my friends, she showed me this video of someone, they had an infective spider bite and they were trying to pop it, and I'll be honest, I love those kind of videos.
Oh,
like,
no.
I do not get grossed out by those videos at all. I actually like watching them, and I told her, like, oh, that was so much fun to watch, and she's like, you thought that was fun? That almost made me throw up watching that myself. And I'm like, well, not me, I guess I'm different.
Charlie's different, y'all. So how are you becoming comfortable with your evening show here at Latitude Media?
It's still...
How long have you been doing it now?
You gave me the gig back in January, so it's been like over a half a year now, and it still doesn't feel entirely real.
Yeah.
Just because, again, we were talking about this earlier, like... I've had people make fun of my speaking voice growing up. I was actually in
screw them.
And I was in speech therapy from preschool to fourth grade. Well, and even
are you
now,
friends with any of those people that called you those names and was treated
I
you
mean,
like that way?
You know, like, I am still acquaintances with some people, and I've learned to let stuff go because,
well,
you know,
now if they know anything about you, like, in your face, Charlie's on the radio.
No.
Yeah,
no.
She's got this speech stuff figured out.
I don't know about that, because even there's sometimes I'll like go back and hear myself and I'm like, did I really just say that particular word like that? Did I really? I mean, you know, you're always going to be your own worst critic, but it's just like,
right.
I think just because it was like, it took me forever to learn how to speak like a proper human being. I'm like way more hyper aware of how I talk versus most people would. Yeah. So I'm very like critical of like, oh, I slurred that word just there. I didn't properly enunciate that word. I didn't, you know, whatever.
You're putting too much thought into it. How many times have I said that?
And
to
then
you?
It's like, and then apparently I have this like vocal tic that I wasn't aware of until people bullied me for it in high school. And then now I get like really defensive whenever anyone says anything about it.
I'm what just,
like,
are you talking about?
Like, I can't do it. I can't do it right now if I'm being forced to. But like, there's some times where it's like I'll do like a tss at the end of a sentence or something. And I didn't realize I was doing it until one time these girls in high school, they were just like, why do you do that every time you talk? And I'm just like, well, that's one
thanks
new thing
ruining.
To be insecure about now. I'm already, I got a thousand other things to be insecure about.
Well,
gonna add
file
that to
it
the
away.
List. And I got another story I want to talk about right here. So Bro Bible says a Nashville man named Zachary filed a mariachi band to annoy his cheating ex while moving out. The mariachi
I love
say,
when justice is served after cheating ex. I love that.
The mariachi said the ex got aggressive during the serenade, but despite the tension, the band maintained their professionalism and continued playing. I didn't know you could even do that, like hire like mariachi bands for hire.
Give me a song that they would sing.
Though it reminds me, there was like this video I saw years and years ago of this dude who decided to quit his hotel job, and he actually had a not a mariachi band, but he hired a band with him, and he like
this during like the why can't I think the pandemic?
No, this was like no? I was gonna say like I could look up the video myself, but I'm pretty sure there's like a swear word or two in it, so I don't know if I can play it. But
well, you're gonna kick us off the air. You're gonna make the FCC come blow
us
up.
It was around like I remember I was still in high school. I saw this video, so it was before 2014. I know that, but yeah, this dude he was like, I've been working here so many times. I'm treated like crap here. Like I'm just gonna quit. And yeah, he goes up to his boss, and his boss like. You know, his boss sees the band in the hallway and he's like, what the heck
is
this?
What is going on?
And then, yeah, he just like hands his notice. And he's like, just letting you know that I quit. And he walks off and the band starts playing and falls him out at the hotel.
Stick it to the man.
And then there was another like quitting video I saw one time. This guy who managed like a Mexican restaurant. He just like walks in one day, has a speaker with him, starts playing Ice Ice Baby. And then at some point, he's wearing two shirts. He rips off the first one, and then underneath it is a shirt that says, I quit. And he just starts dancing all over the tables in the restaurant. And he's got, like, a couple, like, hype men with him in the background dancing as well.
That's funny. I like that.
I mean, if you're going to go out with a bang.
Yeah, that's how I've been. That's how I've been living the last couple weeks. No, but what a great opportunity to be back here, and I hear that you guys really held the fort down while I was gone.
Yeah, like I said, I made sure the place didn't burn down.
Charlie's my right-hand gal, in case you didn't know. She helps me make sure. Well, I'm operations manager, but I couldn't do it without Charlie, because it would be a mess.
You're giving me a little bit too much credit there.
Well, you kept the station on the air for 2 weeks. You did.
True.
I did half of those logs. You did the other half, so
yeah.
You should consider yourself accomplished.
Yeah, because like there were times where, you know, like Bob would say to me, hey, make sure this is done, that is done, and I'm like, I'm already on it. And he's like, good. I got nothing to worry about then.
That's good. Yeah, it was not a cool experience. I don't think I want to get into it right now, but it wasn't the best. But I'm here now. And what else do we have over there on highlights?
That's a good question. The Hill says a Costa Mesa, California woman named Lauren Urex, I hope I'm saying that last name right, is facing up to 6 years in state prison for registering to vote under her dog's name.
So she went twice? She like double dipped?
Yeah, the 62-year-old cast two ballots, one of which was counted during the 2021 Goober National recall election in California. Ooh. Laura reported the crime herself, but did not say why. She is due in court next week to answer 5 felony charges, including perjury, offering a forged document, casting a ballot when not entitled to vote, and registering a non-existent person to vote.
Oh my gosh. What do you think it should be, Biscuit? Three wags for this this guy. Two wags for this guy.
No, it's just, I do want, like, how are you able, like, because I thought, I'm trying to think, like, all the times I've had to register to vote, like, don't you need to have some sort of identification to prove who you are? Or yeah. do you just, so I'm just trying to
You've
think
never how, voted before?
No, no, I voted. Okay. I'm just trying to think of, like.
Where have you been?
I don't. But I'm just trying to think, like, can you, like. It's been a while, because it's just normally, don't they just, like, well, once you're registered, you just, you don't have to re-register, you just being, like, I don't even know how it works now. It's
That's funny. She cheated her way in. Should be ashamed of yourself.
The Star says that Kristen Cabot, the woman caught kissing her boss,
oh,
Andy
yeah,
Ryan,
yeah, yeah. Those guys at the yeah. big screen, yeah.
At the Coldplay concert has now filed for divorce from her husband.
Oh.
The viral kiss cam incident led to their firings and the end of both their marriages. Documents show the divorce was filed on August 13th in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
They're saying no more. I'm not letting you have that side action going on.
Though I will say, the one thing that surprised me about the whole kiss cam, normally when I hear about a CEO cheating on his wife, it's usually like a significantly younger woman. I'm surprised like right. it was a woman his age.
Right.
Doesn't make it any better though, but I feel like, you know, I mean, yeah, at least it wasn't like a woman half his age, because it's just, I don't know.
Maybe
I'm just...
he goes for women with, you know, weak hearts and a lot of life insurance.
Because it's just, I don't know, I swear, every few weeks I'm always hearing about, oh, this famous guy left his wife for somebody younger, and it's just like, what the heck? What is wrong with these people? The New York Post says the infamous Rhode Island farmhouse that inspired the first Conjuring movie is set for a foreclosure auction on Halloween night, October 31st. The house, famous for historical paranormal activity, attracts ghosts, hunters, and thrill seekers worldwide.
Do you like that show?
I love the Conjuring movies.
No, I'm talking about the ghost hunters. Like the fake reality. We're like, no, talking to my machine if you were here in the 1970s. And
no, I 1700s. Like I am like a huge believer in ghosts myself, and I even have like my own personal like ghost encounter story. Actually, it happened here on CMU's campus.
I believe it.
But
you know, I've known a lot of people that they're not even open-minded to listen to this. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that don't believe you. Or that believe you, rather.
Yeah. Like, though I will say, I hate these, ghost hunting shows because they're all super fake. And yeah. It's just, but, and it's funny
Tap
you say
on
how.
Tap the microphone if you have good intentions.
And it's funny you say that, like, a lot of people would believe me, because I actually did, when I was in college, I did a podcast episode about a lot of the supposed paranormal activity on CMU's campus. And a lot of the people who I interviewed had their own ghost stories don't actually really believe in that stuff. But, like, they had, you know, they had stories where just like, yeah, this weird thing happened, and I still to this day don't know how it happened. Just like, elevators randomly open up, and like, you know, window blinds opening and stuff like that. And I looked into it, and there's quite a bit of deaths that have happened on CMU's campus. And there's even, they actually have a haunted campus tour every Halloween called Legends of the Dark, where they discuss all these stories and things like that.
Do they have any like paid actors that jump out of jump scare?
Not paid, but they do have a lot of, not really jump out, but they do have a lot of volunteers who dress up and things like that. But it's not really, that completely like scary. It's more, I mean, it is entertaining, and there are like actors who really go all out with their performances. Like, I'll never forget, there's this one part of campus called the Circle of Stones, and you're supposedly not to step on it, or else you're gonna fail all of your finals. And I'll never forget the actress who, like, played that part of the tour. She was, like, she literally had, like, mascara running down her face. And she's like, I didn't listen to them, and I stepped on it, and I failed all of my classes. Don't do it! Don't do it! Like, it was, like, an Oscar-worthy performance.
That was just an Oscar-worthy performance that you just did here in the studio. That was... You woke me up.
Well,
okay?
Well, I've been practicing. Actually, I don't know if I should. I guess I'll say it now, but I actually just recently got cast in a production for the Broadway Theater.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
They're doing Neil Simon's Rumors, and I am cast to play one of the officers. in the play.
Wow.
Yeah. I just, I...
Do you have to dress up like a boy for that?
I don't think so. Like, it is, like, it's... Well, it's, like, a specifically a female cop.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
Right. But yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah, so, which is nice. It's like, it's a minor role, so it's like, I'm in the play, but also I don't have to remember that many lines, which is a win-win for me.
Sorry, I was, thought I was going to sneeze for a second. It went away. I am not doing good.
Which is weird, because like, I heard about the auditions when, you were interviewing John Clack for Mid-Michigan Matters.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
editing that episode, and I... heard him mention that, and I'm like, I should check that out.
Really?
And then,
it's like a story that's come to life.
So, yeah, I signed up for the auditions, and then once the audition day came, I actually thought about last minute not going, but then I got a much needed pep talk from someone, and he's like, come on, just do it. You never know. And I'm like, but it was... I went over the sample script they sent me, and I suck so bad. And he's like, just do it. So I went up, did it anyway, and yeah, I got a role, which like has never happened ever.
The only
like
role I've ever gotten was one at the dinner table. Dad joke of the day.
Like the
exclusively
last,
from DJ Roberts.
Like I auditioned for a couple theater productions in college, didn't get a role. I auditioned for a lot of student films in college, didn't get a role.
Well,
like,
would you say that you're more outgoing, more loud now that you do the evening show?
Well, I've always been, like, believe it or not, but when I was a kid, I wanted to be a superstar more than anything. And I was actually really outgoing back then. And at my elementary school from 3rd to 5th grade, we had, like, the spring musical. And I auditioned every year, but I was never talented enough to get a role. I was always just stuck in the chorus. But I, you know, so bad wanted a part of the spotlight. And I remember in 5th grade, we did The Emperor's New Clothes, and I got the role of Messenger No. 2. So I actually had a speaking role, and I milked that speaking role so bad. It was like, all the other messengers, they would just walk up on stage and just deliver their line. And I'm like,
you
no,
loved
I'm not-
hearing your voice.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. When it was my turn to be on stage, be Messenger No. 2, I actually, like, ran up to the stage and screamed out my line, being like, Your Majesty!
That's passion. That's
I know,
what I always say you can't
me,
teach in radio is passion.
I know, and people told me, Charlie, come on, that's a little bit, you know, tone it down a little bit. And I'm like, no, I ain't going to listen to you. This is my one and only chance.
And it worked. It worked. What?
And also, I remember I had a huge crush on the kid who was playing the Emperor, so I was doing all I could to impress him.
What grade was this?
5th grade.
5th grade.
Yeah.
All right, so if you were in a 5th grade play with Charlie, we need to hear from you soon.
No, he moved to Virginia.
No, I'm just joking. All right, so we have Man Hires... What is... No. I want something better. Man turns Florida liquor store into a 20K disaster zone. How did this happen? Well, CBS says a man recently caused chaos at a Palm Coast, Florida liquor store after being denied alcohol. Yep, Jeffrey Kimmel. Wonder if he's related to the other Kimmel. Jumped on a counter and smashed through the bottles. Employees and customers sought safety in the back room. Kimmel caused $20,000 damage before being arrested. He kicked and screamed as he was being hauled to jail. Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
Once upon a time
in Florida.
Only in Florida.
Is that in Florida?
Florida, 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 Florida.
Anything goes in Florida.
There's only one place it could possibly be.
Where else can something like this happen?
Florida.
Florida? Oh man, I can't be in Florida.
All right, what do we have?
So actually, with the Florida thing, the Florida story you just said, have you ever heard of the not the Florida Man Challenge, but it's if you go on Google and type in Florida Man and your birthday and you read out the first headline that pops out, that's basically your like Florida Man. Like, I remember I should give a warning. If there's any kids around, you might want to
cover their little ears. Yeah, Charlie's about to corrupt them.
But mine was, I did Florida Man in my birthday, and the one that came up was Florida Man yells out, "There's no Santa" during Christmas event.
That is hilarious. Woman can't get hired because she is too attractive. I want to meet this girl. The Sun says a Brazilian woman named Ali Goncha. So bad with names.
Join the club.
Whatever her name is. Well, she claims she's too hot to get a job. After 50 interviews, the influencer believes her curves overshadow her qualifications. Ali has decided to focus on social media content creation instead.
I can already imagine what. Yeah.
She says, "My curves always drew more attention than my qualifications." Oh, girl.
But, like, you still need a backup plan because you can't rely on your looks forever.
Yeah. It just gives me my true feeling about those stupid, what is that website where these girls are going online and practically, I'm going to say it, practically prostituting themselves out. What are those?
The biggest one is OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yeah. So when all these OnlyFans like people realize that, you know, they're not gonna be able to make money doing anything else, they're gonna burn through that other money quick. But I don't know. I hear like influencers got like several million. Yeah. I don't know.
And like I have heard like really kind of like sad stories where people like they felt like that was a last resort for them because like they weren't making money at their actual job and like they needed to, you know, pay for their debt or, you know, their family and things like that, you know, which is unfortunate, you know, and it kind of like says something about our society being like, oh, we're not going to pay you enough for this, but oh, we'll pay you enough for this. Like, kind of is like unfortunately sending out a not so great message, especially to women. Just being like, oh, hey, you can make a lot more money doing this instead of, you know, doing
they're literally prostituting themselves. There's no other way around it. What they're doing is so egregious that it would be considered prostitution if it happened out in the normal.
And also, I wonder, you know, like, do they ever think about what's going to happen if their family finds out or someone they know finds out about it?
No, usually they don't give a damn. I've seen them like, I don't care. I would. I just wouldn't do it, to be honest with you.
Because, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, there are times where, like, I thought about, you know, maybe doing something out of character. And I thought to myself, well, if I do this, how am I going to explain it to my family? And that's kind of stopped me from doing certain things.
Yeah, there's been several things that I wanted to buy over the years. But I'm like, if I buy these things, where am I going to store them? And, you know, what if someone one day was going through my stuff and be like, what is this? It's a firework. We have these fireworks that my kids found. I hid them, and I bought them fireworks over the summer, and they weren't good enough to light them. So I told my kids, I said, well, look what I found. I found a big box of fireworks, just like the ones I bought you. And they got into them last night.
Oh.
They didn't light them, though.
Okay, good.
That was
good.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, like, that reminds me, too, of, like, all the times I've just been really stupid with, like, tax return money or something like that and bought things that I've, like, never...
What's your biggest splurge on tax return?
Oh, jeez. So, this one...
Imagine if you were a parent, how much money you'd get in a tax return. I'm telling you. I know for sure people who are single mothers and they get their tax returns, they're doing pretty well.
Too bad I can't claim my cats as dependents.
Why not?
Because I'm pretty sure the IRS would laugh in my face if I did that, you know? But to answer your question, it was... So I spent $400 one year on this, like, virtual ski machine because I saw it, I advertised on Instagram, and I'm one of those people where, like, if I do see, like, the, like, latest, like... exercise equipment that's trending, I'm gonna buy it. Like, I bought an infinity hoop years ago, which I don't know if you know. Do you know what those are?
Like, you're supposed to be doing the hula?
Yeah, it's like a hula hoop, and it's got like a weight attached to it, and yeah, it's supposed to go.
Counts how many times
it doesn't. Mine doesn't. It's just there's just a weight attached to it, and yeah, you got to make sure like the weight. Yeah, so basically, kind of like a weighted hula hoop, but
it lasts
different.
Like 2 seconds.
I've been able to go like over an hour on it. So,
what?
Yeah.
You must have had a lot of stuff to burn that day.
But granted, I was like, I was obsessed with hula hooping when I was, I remember in third grade, that's where it started. Because I wanted to be just like all the other girls who could hula hoop for as long as possible. And I was so jealous. So I like was like super obsessed with trying to hula hoop longer than anyone else.
Hilarious.
Like that's like, I've always been a very competitive person. And that's like the weird stuff I always get competitive about. But yeah, I spent $400 on a virtual ski machine.
All right, tell me about this machine. What does it do?
So it's basically, it's kind of supposed to, it's an exercise machine that like simulates skiing with like your knees and everything. And it just, it killed my knees. I just could not.
I told you I was doing all day yesterday. I was digging up the stumps in my front yard and burning them. And like some of these were like 300 pounds, these pieces of wood that I had to pick up and just throw because I couldn't walk with it. It was so heavy. But anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I only used it for a few times and it was, I didn't pay $400 right out of pocket for it. It had like one of those like buy now, pay later options, which is really, really dangerous for me. And I remember, after buying it, like joking with a friend, and I made this joke because I took a personal finance class in my senior year of high school, and a lot of the things we learned in that class was based off of Dave Ramsey's teachings. And I remember saying
to my Dave Ramsey with your daily money makeover.
And I remember saying to my friend, Dave Ramsey would punch me in the face right now buying this.
How much was it again?
It was $400. I can't remember how much.
I said 40 earlier. Jeez.
No, 400. And yeah, like I said, I didn't pay for it out of pocket. I did one of those buy now, pay later options. And I can't remember how much I was paying a month. But I eventually, like, I think one of my cousins ended up wanting it. I think she gave me $100 for it.
Oh, you're out three.
Damn. Yeah. But that was, yeah, that was a waste of money. I don't know what made me think, like, oh, because it's just I'll see something and I had the money for it. And this is.
You know who that reminds me of? Me. What the heck are you gonna do with this, DJ? And I don't know, I might need it someday. Leave it alone.
And then I got inheritance money earlier this year, and I spent it on concert tickets that I ended up not going to because I couldn't find anyone to go with me.
What was your boyfriend doing at the time? He didn't like your concerts?
No.
What? What kind of concerts are we talking about?
It was, I bought tickets to go see the band Deftones in Detroit. This was back in April. I asked a friend initially, and she's like, oh, I'll see what I can do. And she unfortunately couldn't go that day. So I was like asking more people, and then...
What is it, bad news for a woman to go to a concert by herself?
No, I mean, I could have gone by myself, but it's just, I would rather not with concerts. Like, right. I always...
It's kind of weird.
If
you don't have anyone to jam out with, right?
Yeah, because, like, well, there was one time I did buy a concert ticket by myself, and then I asked a friend, hey, can I, like, I'm going to go to a concert this day. Can I, like, crash at your place? Because it was to go see Alanis Morissette at the Pine Knob Music Theater in Clarkston. And this was a friend who lived in Flint, so I figured, like, oh, if you know, I could just crash at his place afterwards so I don't have to drive all the way home. Right. And he's like, oh, what concert is it? And I told him, and he's like, can I go? And I'm like, okay. And I, like, literally had to go back on Ticketmaster, buy him a ticket.
You are so the nicest person. Like, I would have been, like, done with that in two seconds. I'd be like, bye.
I had the money for it, so I'm just like, okay, just pay me back the day of the concert, which he did. He paid me back. So.
Okay.
So just after that, I'm just like, I'm just going to buy two tickets to anything I go, just in case if I say anything to anyone and they're like, oh, could I go with you? Or, you know. Or there are times where, like, I have been to concerts by myself, and it's... It's still
not the same.
Fun, but yeah,
it's not the
exactly.
Same. It's weird.
Yeah.
And then if you were the only person at the concert, it wouldn't be weird because like I do concerts in here where I play music and I just start jamming out.
There is one time I'm always going to feel bad about this, but there was this one concert I was going to go to. I ended up going and a boyfriend at the time was going to go with me. But of course, we broke up way before the concert. And I ultimately couldn't find anyone who wanted to go with me. And I did not have a license at the time. So my mom had to drive me. And I figured, oh, I'll let her go in. But I was so worried, like, what if, I don't know, like, I'm not going to say what it is, but this person I went to go see, there was this one concert where they did something on stage that I did not want my mom to see. And I was worried, what if he does it again? But he didn't do anything like that again. So I felt bad that I literally made her sit in the car and wait the entire time.
You got some good stories today.
But I remember I almost got my neck broken by a crowd surfer that night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because it was...
You're too small for these crowd surfing shenanigans.
Well, I'm one of those people where if it's a general admission show, I am determined to get as close up to the stage as possible. So I was waiting in line for hours just to make sure I was front row. And this was a sold-out show in this, like, tiny little venue in Pontiac. So they had the barricades up. So I was, like, up to the barricades, and I was getting squished by so many people behind me. And the security guards would have to keep... pulling down crowd surfers, and there was one crowd surfer I remember security guard was pulling down, and like my neck was like hitting the bar of the barricade, and I'm just like, yep, this is it, this is how I'm gonna go.
Oh no. It's freaky.
Yeah, so like after that I'm like, I'm not attending any concerts for a while. But then of course, you know, Cage the Elephant just had to do a show in Michigan, and I'm like, I'm not missing that for the world. I'm going to that. And that one I did take my mom with.
Yeah. I couldn't see them doing anything inappropriate.
Good. Though I remember my mom being like, you know, she would kind of go in and out and like go to the concession stand and stuff like that. And I just remember her saying like, I just spent $8 on this soft pretzel. And I'm like, yeah, that's how they get. I mean,
that's
I remember
how it works,
they,
mama.
I had to pay to use their Wi-Fi at the venue. And I'm like, really?
What?
Yeah, it was like $2 for 8 hours of Wi-Fi, but I'm just like, I've never seen a place charge you for Wi-Fi before, but like anything to squeeze every penny out of you, I guess.
We got something for you, Charlie.
Okay.
Got to set this up, though. We got to set this up the right way. There we go. Now we're going to go here. We're going to do this. And there we go.
You underestimate my power!
All right. So... today, Star Trek Day, time for Star Trek or Wars. Get it?
Okay.
Star Trek or Wars. You got to decide which one is which.
Alrighty.
And I just played you that clip. I'll play it again.
You underestimate my power.
I know exactly.
You do?
That is Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Exactly.
Okay, I see. Okay. Star Wars. Star Trek or Wars clip once. Okay, so it's from Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith?
Sith.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, I remember that's the battle with him and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see if you can get this next one. Oh, hold on. Where's the grumpy engineer when you need him? We need something going.
Congratulations. You are being rescued.
Oh, not that one. This one. There we go.
No, sir. I have not had a chance to meet all the new crew members since I have been back.
Which one?
That's got to be Star Trek. I'm guessing because crew members.
Yep. Okay. Yep. You got it. Good job. The next one.
Looks like he used some kind of encryption program to bypass the access protocols.
That is so Star Trek.
Yeah.
That's so Star Trek. And are we right?
I actually remember one time. So I
that was
like
Star Trek. Yeah.
I went through a little bit of a Star Wars phase in my teen years, but like I only ever watched the prequels. I still didn't watch any of the original movies, and I didn't know much of, like, a lot of the Star Wars lore. And I remember talking to this one friend who was way into Star Wars than I was, and he was asking me questions about, oh, what did you think about this or that? And luckily, this was, like, a conversation on Facebook Messenger, so I was really Googling every single thing he was asking me just to give him an answer.
You are a people pleaser. Have you ever been told that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know that for certain. I knew that ever since I was a kid. The first time I even heard the word people pleaser, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me.
That's me. No, I am too, so don't worry, but... Nuts.
Were there more Star Trek or Star Wars clips?
I think there are. Let me go back here. Let's try this one.
But if it means anything to you, you're a better human than I.
If it means anything to you, you're a better human than I.
Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Ah.
A lot of these were Star Trek.
Yeah, I've never seen... I've seen, like, a part of the one Star Trek movie. the one from like 2008, but otherwise that I've never seen any Star Trek at all.
This is Random Overflow, your favorite radio show. 2.0 back with Charlie and DJ after a little bit of a hiatus for myself, but you've been here the whole time.
Yep.
You miss me?
Dearly.
Dearly. Well, that's comforting. Appreciate it. On this radio show, we talk about all kinds of cool stuff. If you'd like to submit something for us to talk about, you can email us DJ at or onairwithdj@gmail.com. That's onairwithdj@gmail.com. Or shoot us a message on our Random Overflow Facebook page, facebook.com/randomoverflow.
So there's this one thing I notice here, and there's kind of an overlap. So there's these two surveys by the dating app Wisp, which never heard of.
I've never heard of it either, yeah. But I need to download it.
And it's women despise these male dating app photos the most. And there's one where men despise these female dating app photos the most. And there's a lot of the same ones in these surveys. So for the ones that women despise, 61% are gym selfies. 45% are close-ups, 42% are bathroom selfies, 38% wearing glasses.
Have you ever been guilty of that, bathroom selfie?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm every kind of selfie guy. I'm telling you, you name a type of selfie, I've done it.
Then blurry photos with 33%, group photos 31%, 28% said shirtless photos. A 22% a photo with their how do I describe this? A photo where they crop out their ex in it. 21% posing with cars, and 17% said a photo with a dirty and messy room in the background.
Do you watch The Office?
No.
Oh, Charlie, you're fired.
What the heck? It was fun while it lasted.
Wait, how have you not?
I've seen a couple episodes, but I've never like sat down and watched it like
hilarious.
From beginning to end.
That's got to change. That's got to change or you can't work here anymore.
Okay.
I'm telling you. No, The Office is the funniest thing that was ever written, hands down. There's just so many funny things that come to mind when I think about that show. What shows do you watch?
I'm trying to think. I don't watch a lot of TV, to be honest.
More of a podcasting girl?
No, I mean, I do watch, like, I don't, like, a lot of the TV shows I watch are, like, stupid reality shows, and, I do watch a lot of, like, comedy, like, sketch comedy shows and things like that, but, like, I don't really watch a lot of shows that have, like, an actual, like, premise or plot to them. Usually, just because, and this is going to sound stupid, like, it's really hard for me to get into TV shows because I feel like I need to absolutely pay attention to every single thing that's happening, or I'm going to be completely lost, and I would much rather watch TV that I know I can just start wherever and not feel like I'm missing out on a lot of
things. Well, The Office tends to do that a lot, you know, they make them, like, where every episode, if you were just joining them in progress, you'd be like, oh, this is funny stuff, you know? You know, everyone who's streaming it these days has seen the series at least once. Everybody. Same.
And then the other survey where these are the type of photos that men despise with female dating app photos.
Muscles. Muscles.
It's funny you say that because 59% of men said gym selfies. So literally both men and women hate gym selfies. That seems to be the number one, like, despise picture on dating apps.
Gym selfies, gross.
55.
Put a shirt on, you hunk.
55% of men also said overly filtered photos. I will admit that, like, you gotta be honest if you're gonna be on a dating app. Like, I remember the last time I ever did a dating app of any sorts, I was like, I know I'm not gonna like having to post a picture, a full body picture of me, but I don't want to lie to anyone, so there it goes.
And
luckily no one said anything to me about it. I always hear about how other women get fat shamed by men on apps all the time, and it somehow's never happened to me.
What the heck? It's terrible.
And then 47% of men also said photos with yoga poses. 41% said horse riding photos. That's a funny one. That kind of, I'm surprised with the photos that women despise with men. I'm surprised none of them said, like, pictures of men holding the fish that they just caught. Because, like, there's like, a whole joke with that being, like, you know.
Mine's bigger. Look at my fish. Anyway.
Well, I will say definitely that would be a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry. No offense if you fish, but no. I couldn't deal with that.
Someone's posting a fish?
No.
You'd freak out?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's that like be, I don't want to.
I'm saying this is like. Okay, who's your biggest celebrity crush?
Oh, that's a good question. What's his name? But he is in the movie Smile, and he was in one of the recent Scream movies. Oh, what's his name? He's got like a mustache.
You're naming like half of Hollywood.
Hold on. Oh, this dude right here.
Who was he? I don't recognize him from anywhere.
Well, like I said, he's in the movie Smile. Ever seen that? Right.
No.
And then he was in one of the recent Scream movies. I think Scream 5? But he, spoiler alert, he gets killed off pretty quickly in the movie. And he's like in a whole bunch of other horror movies too. He's also in, I mean, this is an older movie, but have you ever heard of The Haunting in Connecticut? He's also in that movie.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I told you this. I'm not a big scary movie guy.
Oh, really?
It's so much anxiety.
It's weird because, like, you love Halloween, so
yeah,
I figured, you know.
How do you know how I loved Halloween?
You've told me.
Oh. I guess I need to start paying attention to what I tell my coworkers.
But anyway, I felt like you were about to, like, say something because you were just like, oh, who's your biggest celebrity crush? I feel like you were going somewhere with that. Or did you lose your train of thought again?
Probably. I hit my head.
Oh, because we were talking about how I don't like pictures of men holding up the fish they just caught,
yeah.
Things like that.
Right.
Which is like, I'm not trying to, you know, no offense if you liked a fish. It's just, it's not my thing.
I'm from Wayne, Maine, and I don't hunt. Can't ski.
And it's Gatsby. Where did I leave off here? Okay.
Eating at McDonald's because Subway's
pricey. Well, isn't it McDonald's pricey now? Or
yeah, now you don't have that dollar. Feature that they had. Value meal, that's what it was called there.
Which, like, and I feel like I'm being mean when I say stuff like this, but it's just like, never in my adult life, well, I should say, never in my adult life when I've been sober that I've wanted McDonald's, that I, like, actually had a craving for it. Like,
you always have to be drunk to
it's like
that stuff.
I don't understand why it's so popular because it's just so mid compared to other fast food places. But that's probably why, because it's simple. But I just think, like, out of all the places, like, you're gonna choose McDonald's to eat. Like, there's so much better fast food options. Like, but
you probably, a place you've never been to is Arby's.
I love Arby's, but granted, yeah, like I can still eat the curly fries there.
Even though it was using the same oil.
Oh, they.
Yeah.
I don't agree what they do, you know, for, I gotta watch what I say because I don't want to upset people.
No one's gonna be upset. Be truthful.
But just like, you know, I don't like how cows are treated in dairy farms, but I'm still I feel guilty about it, but I still consume dairy just probably because it's too much of a pain to just completely just cut out.
You know, we're the only mammals that drink other mammals. Milk.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I don't ever want to fall into, I mean, granted, you know, I'm not, I mean, if I had the budget to, I would be vegan, but I don't ever want to fall into the stereotype of like the crazy animal rights person.
It's funny.
And it's like, I don't want other people to think that I'm like judging them for still eating meat or things like that. I do not care. Like, I really do not care. But it's just, I'm always worried that if I tell people, oh, I don't eat meat, they're going to be like, oh, so you think you're better than me? I don't know.
No.
I mean,
no one's going to say that. It's all up in here.
I know.
It's all up in here. Your brain is a powerful thing.
And my brain hates me so much.
Apparently not as much as mine does.
Gonna make it a contest.
I'd win. Really? You're going to laugh at that?
I'm not.
You're supposed to say, no, DJ, no, that's not true. I'm only kidding.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. I enjoyed my time here at Latitude Media.
You're not going anywhere.
Okay, good. Did no. I think I told you this, but it's kind of weird that you were gone, because before you left, I did have this dream that, like...
You dreamt about me?
No, you weren't in the dream, but it was, I showed up here, and it was someone new got hired and completely took over. And the first thing they said to me was like, oh, how long have you been here? And I was like, oh, I've been here for 7 years. And they're like, oh, well, this is your last day. And I'm like, what?
You dreamt that?
Yes.
What in the world?
I have the weirdest dreams ever. Like, I once had a dream that I got arrested for not wearing shoes in my own house.
We're the shoe police, honey. You're going to have to pull over.
No joke. That was the name of the department in my dream. The shoe police, literally. Like, I remember getting a tip from someone being like, oh, hey, put your shoes on really quickly. The shoe police. And then at some point in the dream, my shoes just disappear. And I'm like, "What? Where did they go? And I'm like,
you're always in your dream. You're always chasing after one thing. It's always something different, but you're always chasing after that one thing. That's funny, though.
And then trying to think of, like, other, like, really weird dreams I've had. I don't know. Like, that's the one that always comes to mind of, like, the weirdest dream I've ever had. But, like, there's definitely got to be more. But it just... I've had a lot of dreams about this place here at the station where, like...
Bad dreams? Like where the station goes off the air?
Yeah, well,
I have those dreams from when I worked at 9 and 10. None of them take place at a radio station. The only dreams I have about radio stations... now is where I'm beating up some of the employees.
Have you had a dream about beating me up?
No.
Okay.
Here. No.
But like, I've had dreams where, yeah, I would be like board hopping a high school game and
everything,
like,
just goes to crap.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, in the dream it's just like, oh, okay. Like, I act so nonchalant in the dream, which is weird because I would be losing my dang
DJ,
mind.
DJ, get in here.
Yeah. And I have lost my dang mind whenever that's happened.
Well, you're a...
Or I just have dreams where just, like, it's weird. Like, have you ever, like, when you're dreaming, you're, or, like, actually thinking in your dream, like, you're having actual thoughts? Like, I've had dreams where it's, like, I'm just doing something, and then I have a thought pop up in my head being, like, shouldn't you be at work right now? Shouldn't you be doing something?
Right.
And in your head, you're just like, ah, whatever. Yeah. I don't need to go to work.
It's a Random Overflow radio show. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com.
Oh, hey.
/ Random Overflow.
This is for you, DJ, since you're a parent right here. A new survey by BMO Financial Group reveals that 83% of people feel the cost of raising kids has gotten out of control.
It sure has.
Other findings show that 70% of parents feel pressure to spend more than they should to keep up with other families. 80% of parents say parenting influencers contribute to their financial anxiety, and 70% of parents overspend on their children due to guilt.
Yeah, that'd be me. I overspend way too much. You see all the crap I buy those kids. Jesus, kids are so spoiled. It's probably what you're thinking.
And also, you know, like, definitely, I wonder, like, because I'm trying to think of how much money I... asked my parents when I was a teenager, being like, oh, can I have $10 for this? Can I have $20 for that? Or, you know.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it's probably, you know, you got to pay to... And then also, you're like, I'm just remembering, you know, I took karate lessons when I was in third grade. That probably cost money. Well, actually, it was...
Do you remember anything?
I do, and it was kind of...
Could you beat me up if you wanted?
No, because I'm just going to put it bluntly here. The karate lessons I got were just BS, because it was it was just a karate... Like, they offered it at my elementary school, and they didn't really... I mean, they had instructors, but I don't think they really knew what they were doing. And there were some days where they literally just didn't show up. And all of us kids and the parents would just be waiting at
Poor
the school,
Charlie.
Just being like... Where are the instructors? We're supposed to have karate tonight. And they didn't give us a heads up, letting us know, like, hey, you know, no karate tonight or anything like that. So my mom told me, if you would like to continue pursuing karate, I would rather for you to go somewhere else, you know, somewhere where they actually know what they're doing. And I think they did have, like, a martial arts place where I screw up, but, you know, it was probably expensive, so.
And that was it, huh?
Yeah, but it's like, I would like to, I have, you know, kind of looked into martial arts classes before because, I mean, if
that's
if it
my
ever,
purse, I don't know you.
I'm not a violent person, but if I have to kick somebody's butt for whatever reason, I would like to know how to.
Are you one of those girls that carries around pepper spray?
Yes, but I don't know what happened to it, because I just... Because there's still some places where you're not allowed to have that with you, and there was one time I was at this business, and I had it on my keychain, and it was funny, because they let me in and everything, but then this one girl saw it, and she's like, you know you're not supposed to have that in here, right? And I'm like, wait, what? My pepper spray? And she's like, yeah, it's considered a weapon, and weapons are not allowed here, and I'm like, oh, shoot, well, I thought it was okay this whole time. This is the first time anyone has said anything to me about it, so I think I've, like, taken it off my keychain, and I've just forgot to put it back on ever since, and... I don't know what, like, the expiration dates are for, like, pepper sprays, because they don't last forever. You have to, like, keep buying new ones. And
see,
I didn't buy, they were half off at a Sagamock Express in town one day, so I bought them. I bought my new pepper spray there, and I don't know if I remember to put it on my keychain or not, but it's, I have it somewhere, but, you know, I hope I never got to use it for anything. There was one time I was offered by someone to, they had a bunch of tasers with them and they offered me one and I was like, no, thank you. And I'm glad I said no to them because it turns out tasers are not legal here in Michigan and that person ended up getting in trouble for it.
So the cops can have one, but we can't? What kind of deal is that?
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, I always forget there's a difference between tasers and stun guns. I don't know what, like... Which one?
Same thing, isn't it?
No, because, like, isn't it, like, with one of them, it's, like, you're able to tase the person if they're far away because it's, like, those, like, things that they, like, shoot
the
at
prongs.
Them. Yeah.
Harpoons.
Versus, like, a stun gun or something where, like, you actually have to be, like, right next to the person to, like, sting them or... And I actually remember I was watching, like, I heard about this live stream that happened somewhere on YouTube where, like, this, like... political debate going on between these two people and one of them decided to show their taser on screen being like, these aren't legal where I'm at, but I carry one with me, and of course they got in trouble for it, and I'm just like, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes,
right?
Like, why would you? I don't know. Again, like, same thing when I, you know, cover my ding dong of the day stories. Like, what makes you think that's going to be a good idea and you're going to get away with it? Like, you know, and I think I'm stupid.
Are
but
you
then
that
I...
stupid?
We need to get something produced.
Charlie's ding dong of the day. Exclusively.
So I'm going to be on after you starting soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on. No, you're going to be on after me.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, like, I'm evenings.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be on after midnight?
Yeah, I'm going to do overnights. That's about as good as I can do right now with my mind is so messed up the way it is. My mind is really messed up right now.
Yeah.
Totally gone.
Did you sleep well?
Last night?
Yeah.
I think so. I think so. No, nothing's going right for me. It all started when I got into that car accident downstate.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got the call last week. What really set me off the deep end, well, something else set me really off the deep end. But when I got that call last week, they were like, I can't think. You're like, gee, thanks, DJ. I don't blame you. I think I'm too far gone.
I remember, like, I mean, this probably isn't the case for you, but I just remember I had this one friend in high school. Just whenever I, like, my short-term memory was acting up, she would just be like, when's the last time you drank any pop? And I'm like, I had some yesterday. She's like, that right there is giving you short-term memory loss right there. But I don't know how true this is. And also, like, this was a friend where I am not surprised how she turned out after graduation, just because her mom was really super strict and her mom forced her to be vegan, eat all vegan food and things like that. So, of course, and I'll never forget, we would always have lunch together, and whatever I was eating for lunch, she would grab the wrapper of it, look at the ingredients, and just be like, bad, 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 bad. Is always just shaming me for everything I put in my mouth and just be like, okay, I get it. You know, just I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I like those words.
Though I will say I did have dinner at her house with her vegan mom, and it was actually not bad at all. I was so worried I was going to hate the food, but it was actually pretty good.
You're listening to Random Overflow at facebook.com/randomoverflow. Don't forget to like us and listen to us on mymichiganpodcast.com. It's Mid Michigan Matters. All right, anything we need to finish up?
That's a good question. The Guardian says that Taylor Swift's engagement is leading some boyfriends to feel the heat to propose soon.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for them. That's it? That's what you wanted to wrap up with?
The Daily Mirror says MTV implemented a dress code of sorts for last night's video. I didn't even know they had the VMAs last night. That shows
Video
up.
Music Awards?
Yeah. I did not know they had them last night, but celebrities were urged not to wear overly provocative outfits, and the network wanted a sexier yet more tasteful event than last year.
Gross.
I don't remember the last time I watched the VMAs. Like, I don't even know, like, who's still watching these?
Not me.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, going on Facebook earlier and seeing, like, whoever won, like, Best New Artist, and I'm at this age right now where I have to Google a lot of celebrities now because I do not know who they are.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you feel this way, but it kind of low-key ruins my day if I Google a celebrity and they're super successful and I find out that they're younger than me. I'm just like,
oh, yeah, that ticks me off, too.
Because I'm just like, what the heck? Like, you're doing that, and then here's my life, and I'm, like, older than, like, that's not fair. That's not fair.
You've got a wonderful life. I hope so. You deserve a wonderful life.
I don't know about that one.
All right, so it's Random Overflow wrapping things up. Thank you, Charlie, for being in here. Appreciate it, as always. We'll see you next time with Random Overflow 2.0.
Thanks for tuning in to Random Overflow. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/randomoverflow.